A second friend and former college classmate of suspected marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev now awaits sentencing for obstructing the FBI's investigation into the bombing. Former UMass Dartmouth student Diaz Katerbayev has pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice 1 month after his roommate was convicted of similar charges. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
20 years old and looking not a day older, Diaz Katerbayev stood in the courtroom looking scared. The reason for his change of plea just a week before his trial was a deal with the government. What a difference from a year and a week ago when Katerbayev was first charged. Then, his attorney Robert Stahl said Katerbayev was looking forward to his day in court.
The evidence will prove at the end of the case that he had no intent to help Zahar, did not know that Zahar was involved, and that he did not obstruct justice.
Yesterday, the same lawyer stood in front of the same courthouse saying this about the same client.
In the last year and a half, as Diaz has sat basically in solitary confinement in his cell, he has time to reflect how he got to this position.
Did his change of position have anything to do with the fact that his roommate, friend, and fellow Kazakh, Azamat Tazayakov, had gone to trial last month and been convicted? Attorney Stahl wouldn't say. But as the federal prosecutor laid out for the judge the facts the government would have presented at trial, it became clear Diaz Katerbayev had even more culpability than his friend, who went to trial and was convicted. Katerbayev had exchanged damning text messages with Zahar Tsarnaev when he knew from television that his friend, Zahar, and his friend's older brother, Tamerlan, were the bombing suspects. Katerbayev, the prosecutor said, had initiated the trip to Tsarnaev's dorm room. Katerbayev had done the searching before he and his friends took the laptop and the backpack with fireworks and a jar of Vaseline that are ingredients in making bombs, then thrown the backpack into a dumpster. "Is that all true?" asked the judge. "Yes," said Katerbayev. "Is that what happened?" "Yes," he said after a pause, his voice getting smaller. After a year in solitary, Katerbayev was facing a maximum sentence of 24 years more if he went to trial and lost, like Tazayakov. The government offered to recommend a maximum of 7 years if he pleaded guilty. His lawyer, Robert Stahl, says he will fight for much less. Katerbayev's change of position was complete.
Diaz understands that he should not have gone to that room and should not have taken items from that room. And he hopes by accepting responsibility that the people here in Boston and around the world will eventually understand that he did not do so out of malice or in any way to condone what the Tsarnaevs have allegedly done.
Judge Douglas Woodlock, who will review the plea deal, set sentencing for November, the same month Zahar Tsarnaev is scheduled for trial. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri at the Federal Courthouse in Boston.